courtyard where the ancestors of Taurus's mother are buried. They all belong to the family of czars that founded St. Petersburg.
بله درسته همین خودش. این پدر 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 بزرگ من مال قرن 18 میلادی خانومشون دخترشون فکر کنم.
راز چه احساسی داری که من؟
آثار امپراتوری گذشته و زندگی گذشته، ملتی که سنتش رو فراموش کنن، که اجدادش رو فراموش میکنن، که تاریخش رو فراموش میکنن، اون ملت نابود میشه بدونی.
Taurus's hometown has been at the center of Russia's most historic of transformations, and for hundreds of years, it has witnessed different regimes and political eras. Even its name has been changed more than a couple times as new regimes came and went. And Taurus's life is interwoven with the history of his country. Born in 1960, he belongs to a dynasty of Russian czars from his mother's side of the family. And as a teenager, he saw with his own eyes the dissolution of the Soviet Union. Being with Taurus, I understand just how fragile history can be. When confronted with sweeping social and political forces, it shatters in its place. Today, Taurus is going to show me the Hermitage Museum. From Taurus's house, we need to head downtown across the Neva River. It's cloudy, and because it's supposed to rain, Taurus brought along his umbrella.
ستون الکساندر یا اسکندر، همین وسط میدون.
خب یعنی چی؟
الکساندر، به نام الکساندر مقدس، یکی از شخصیت های شهدای
الکساندر.
نه، این یکی از شهدای مسیحی که اون الکساندر تزار روسیه نامشون رو داشتن. اینجا نوشته روسیه شکرگزار به یاد الکساندر اول.
اینجا؟
بله. کاخ کرمی ادامه ساختمان کاخ زمستانی یا کاخ هرمیتاژ. چون چند تا ساختمان داشت که قدم با قدم به یک دیگه وصل می شدن و اضافه می شدن. اون یکی کرمی فکر کنم یه ذره قدیم تره نسبت به این.
تارس ما کجاییم الان؟
خواهی هرمیتاژ، بزرگترین موزه دنیا. ساختمان کاخ زمستانی پادشاهان روسیه است.
We're in the Hermitage, which has one of the largest collections of Western European art in the world. It was formerly the winter palace of Russia's kings. Consisting of 6 main buildings, the Hermitage Museum was established by Catherine the Great in the 18th century. Today, more than 3 million works of art are kept here. Though a museum guide accompanied us, it was Taurus that actually ended up guiding me throughout the museum. I knew that Taurus had a PhD in economics. That's why I found his historical knowledge of Russian history astonishing.
اینجا تابوت‌ها، این اثر تابوت‌های فرعون‌های مصری، اونجا
Taras has traveled to all four corners of the world. I was beginning to get a little worn out, but Taras continued tirelessly, energetically showing me the different halls and sections of the Hermitage. This building, the Winter Palace, which is only one of the six buildings of the museum, has 1,057 rooms and 117 staircases. At the Hermitage, I felt I was at the heart of Russian history. Then, Taras took me to a place that marked one of the turning points of Russia's communist revolution, where history erupted before the world's eyes.
جماهیر مردم اونها رو دعوت میکرد به تظاهرات. بله. از ماه مارس، ماه سوم تا ماه ژوئن تو تابستان 1917 اداره حزب سوسیال دموکرات روسیه در اینجا اقامت داشت و از بالکن این ساختمان لنین چندین بار روبروی کارگران و نظامی های روسیه سخنرانی داشت.
During its first years of rule, the communist regime decreed tolerance of all different religions and opinions. But 10 years later, in 1927, the regime began a fierce crusade against any sort of religious belief. Taras says Lenin's most horrendous acts were his efforts to destroy the belief in God. But with the dissolution of the Soviet Union, a new revolution occurred. The walls came down and people found the chance to set their own paths, regardless of what their political leaders wanted. Taras narrates the history of his country with a realistic eye. He says those who look at history with nostalgia tend to remember the good, but often forget the bad.
اما انسان باید واقع‌بین باشه. نباید بیش از اندازه ماز بدبین باشه. نباید بیش از اندازه منفی بین باشه. واقع‌بین باشه. بله مسلماً که رژیم کمونیستی هم چیزهای بدی داشت، هم چیزهای خوبی داشت. خوبی‌هایش هم زیاد بود. کم هم نبود، دولت پشتیبانیمون میکرد که تحصیلاتمون کنیم، که سواد باشیم، حمایتش خیلی زیاد بود از لحاظ اقتصادی، از اون لحاظی که مثلا کسی بیکار نبود، کسی بیخانه نداشتیم، کسی بی سواد هم نداشتیم، اما برای پیشرفت سطح زندگی امکانات فراوانی مثل امروز نداشته بودیم البته و مخصوصا در صحنه مذهب و روحانیت و بدون اون فکر نکنم که زندگی با هر چقدر وضع اقتصادیتون درست باشه میتواند کامل باشه متاسفانه
کلان کودکی پرخاطره‌ای داشتی؟ یعنی کودکی شیرینی داشتی؟ که خاطراتش یادت مونده یا نه؟
فکر نکنم که خاطرات بسیار مثبت دارم به خاطر وجود کمبود آزادی فکر من خیلی آزاد خواه بودم.
8 ساله بودم به خودم این سوال را مطرح کردم که جایگاه من تو زندگی چیه؟ چه جوری میشه که من فعلا زنده هستم بعدا میمیرم؟ اگر مردم از دنیا کجا میرم؟ تعجب میکنم چجوری دیگران در مورد این مسائل اصلا فکر نمیکنن. نمیخوام فکر کنم، من تعجب میکنم به آدم ها فرق میکنن.
Having translated the Nahj al-Balagha into Russian verses, Taras is still studying and translating Islamic texts. He's one of Russia's most successful Muslims, and time again, he's invited to speak at various conferences around the world.
رسیدیم تقریبا. این در واقع آکادمی مسیحی است، آکادمی مسیحی که درباره گفتگوی ادیان یه چیزی برگزار میکنه. امروز همش این کتاب خونه شونه در بواردیشون این برای تکنه.
Today, Taras has been invited to a conference at one of the city's research centers, and I've been allowed to tag along. It was the summer of 1991, when some St. Petersburg families stayed home for several days to avoid getting entangled in the unrest brought on by a coup against Russia's communist government. That's when a 15-year-old Taras used those idle hours to read through a copy of the Quran lying around his house. Not much longer after that first serious encounter with Islam, he decided to become a Muslim. Today in St. Petersburg, like most other Russian cities, there's a growing trend among post-Soviet generations to explore different religions. And Taras, who has himself experienced a spiritual revolution at a critical juncture in his country's history, provides moral support for those who believe in the prevalence of human will over the rigidity of history. At first, I thought getting to know Taras would better acquaint me with the city of St. Petersburg and its vibrant history, but now I see that my journey has instead introduced me to Taras Cherninko, a resident of St. Petersburg, a historian, a Muslim.